at the line. It's tipped out at center right. R.J. Umberger on a two-on-one with Joffrey Lupo going in front. Umberger left circle. Got in front of the backhand. Paint the save and he scores. Umberger got his own rebound on his 26th birthday. He scored his seventh goal in this series, and the Flyers have tied it at one.
Throughout the series against Montreal, the Flyers knew when they needed a goal, they could count on R.J. Umberger. Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia as Umberger tied game five, scored later in the contest, and the Flyers eliminated Montreal 6-4. Umberger had eight goals in the series. Pittsburgh wanted to duplicate the feat of its intrastate rivals and finish off the Rangers in five games. Up 2-0, the Pens were well on their way, but the Rangers wouldn't quit.
Here come the Rangers quickly out. Gorokoski taking the puck, shoots and scores as he beats Fleury on the club hand side. The Rangers have it, feed it in front of backhander, score, we're tied at two as Dawes gets the goal, and the Rangers are right back in this game, 2-2.
Mike Lang and the Penguins Hockey Network as Lori Korpikoski and Nigel Dawes scored a minute and 22 seconds apart early in the third period. The game stayed tied through regulation, and then the Pens put on a display of passing proficiency in overtime.
12:57 to go in the first overtime. Dupuis passing to Crosby, back to Dupuis. Trying to go back to Crosby, instead of going to Holta. Hey, shoots and scores! Marian Holta with the game winner! And the Pittsburgh Penguins have defeated the New York Rangers 3-2. And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
Mike Lang again as Marian Holta's second of the game propelled Pittsburgh into the Eastern Conference Final. Out west, it was Dallas trying to advance to the conference finals in five games, and just like New York, San Jose erased a 2-0 deficit with a pair of third-period goals. The similarities ended there because the Sharks did the job in overtime.
Blocked by Grossman, winds up back behind the net. Pavelski jamming at it, can't get it. And the Ekman fans on the puck. Pavelski steals it. He moves in front of the net. He stick handles. He shoots. He scores! Joe Pavelski! 105 of overtime scores the biggest goal of his life. The Sharks win 3-2.
Dan Rusinowski on 98.5 K-Fox in San Jose as Joe Pavelski kept the Sharks alive. It was back to Dallas, and for the fourth time in six games, the teams went to overtime.
Here comes the Dallas Stars attack in overtime. The center, they shoot one in. Nabokov, oh no, he gave it away to Richards. Shot, save Nabokov. They're not out of it. Fanned on, the shot by Richards. What a stop by Nabokov. He gloved it in overtime. Did the splits and made the save on one of the best snipers on the Dallas Stars.
Evgeny Nabokov denied Brad Richards, and the game continued to a second overtime, and then a third, and then a fourth.
Ribeiro off to the line for Modano. Passing it over to Robida. Back to Modano straight away. Giving it to Ribeiro. Across the ice, Robida. In front of Modano.
But Brendan Morrow, Ralph Strangis, the call on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Morrow's second overtime goal of the series won it for the Stars 2-1 and ended the eighth longest game in NHL history. Off to the conference finals where Detroit took advantage of Dallas penalties. Thomas Holmstrom scored the Red Wings' third power play goal of the game en route to a 4-1 win. Dave Strader had the call right here on NHL Radio.
Here is Holmstrom. Wraps it around. Datsyuk got a stick on it, but Rafalski moves in. Zetterberg, good job to hold it in at the line. Hands it off for Lidstrom. Lidstrom, quick shot, score! Holmstrom in front. May have deflected this puck in on the power play, and the Red Wings have a 3-0 lead.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.